From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. It's not every doctor who can remove your appendix, take out your tonsils, and do your emergency C-section. But that's what general surgery is all about, and what isolated rural communities depend on. There's a critical shortage of these broadly skilled physicians, and tomorrow's doctors aren't being trained to replace the few who are left. Elizabeth Wynne Johnson of the Northwest News Network profiles one such physician from a remote swath of north-central Idaho.
I'm Dr. Andy Jones, a family doc out here in Cottonwood, Idaho. Kind of call it the Mayo Clinic of the Inland Northwest, St. Mary's Clinic.
If Andrew Jones were a cartoon character, he'd be the Tasmanian Devil. Some of the nurses even call him that. When he's not in surgery, he's seeing patients at the clinics.
Arlene? So, how are you?
Or calling them.
Brenda, this is Jones. Your goddamn hair's falling out, eh?
Or dictating.
126 over 90, pulse 78, respirations 12, 98 temp.
For almost 20 years, Dr. Jones has taken care of the people of Cottonwood, a town of 900, tucked in the hills of Idaho County.
I mean, it's the largest, or maybe the second or third largest county in the United States, and there's one stoplight, so if that tells you anything, pretty dang rural.
Jones is board certified to perform general surgery. That makes him exactly the sort of doctor that rural communities and hospitals can't live without. Literally. It's an increasingly rare breed of doctor. Nationwide, there are about 6 general surgeons per 100,000 people. The number's much lower in remote areas. Emil Zumwalt is losing a piece of himself today. Nerve damage has caused his middle finger to curl permanently, leaving him with a hook he's eager to be rid of.
Look at this. Joint exposed.
In a matter of minutes, he gets his wish. Dr. Jones amputates the finger while Emil looks on.
That's the only one I'd let do is this guy here. If I need surgery, I want him to do it.
Dr. Jones has a lot of patients like Emil.
And a lot of them are, you know, they're suspicious of doctors. But if they see one in the Cuterville bar that's sitting there having a brewski with them, they're more likely to come in and have maybe preventative medicine procedures done, like a prostate exam.
Still, some specialists balk at the idea of generalists performing certain procedures. For example, the American Society for Gastrointestinal Endoscopy has stated that only specialists should do colonoscopy. ASGE president-elect and gastroenterologist John Petrini.
From our standpoint, colonoscopy should be performed by individuals who are trained in both the performance of the procedure and an understanding of the disorders they're looking at.
It's a balance. Where a specialist could reasonably say the glass is half empty, Dr. Jones sees it half full.
If only gastroenterologists did colonoscopy, probably the majority of rural America wouldn't get that procedure done. And same with a lot of surgeries in rural America. And it is a challenge to know our limitations. I mean, I am not saying that we are doing every surgical procedure known to man, but neither is a certain specialist in Spokane. You know, like a vascular surgeon will know his limits, and he'll refer.
Dr. Jones, please call 310.
Nationwide, more than 50% of general surgeons are over the age of 50, so a wave of retirements is coming. In Idaho, St. Mary's Hospital CEO Casey Meza doesn't like to think about the day that Dr. Jones retires, but she knows it has to come eventually.
Family practice docs are not being trained to do the things that Dr. Jones was trained to do. It no longer exists that a family practice resident is being trained to do an appendectomy or to take out a gallbladder.
Even so-called general surgeons aren't as general as they used to be. Meza says they aren't equipped to take the place of a Dr. Jones. She's wondering where that leaves patients like Emil. But her concern goes further. Unlike many rural hospitals, St. Mary's in Cottonwood is financially solid. That's largely thanks to revenue generated by Dr. Jones' general surgical procedures. Keeping that capability in-house is the only sustainable way for rural hospitals to keep emergency room doors open and ready for the next critical trauma.
Without one, you don't have the other.
Chuck, Jenny, you son of a seahorse. See, I told you.
Today, Jones checks on his favorite ornery farmer, whose hernia finally blew.
I told you so. You old fart. Here, let me have you lay down here so I can look at that incision. It's better to do it kind of electively.
I did.
No, you didn't. You came in emergently. You came in with one foot on a banana peel and the other one in the grave.
No.
This day will end like most. It's after 5. The other hospital offices are empty. Dr. Jones has just sat down to yet another stack of charts.
All right, is there anything else I can do?
No, Sherry, go home.
Okay.
Go home and beat your kids.
Or you cut the chase.
Thanks, Sherry.
Yep.
Hello? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll be over to see those ERs in a couple of minutes. Oh, okay, bye. Let's go see some patients, because we'll be in trouble if we don't.
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynne Johnson in Cottonwood, Idaho.